Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied to you in these end times. Brothers and sisters, I'm a servant of God called to be a soldier of the cross of Christ by God the Father and Jesus Christ. And I am commissioned and empowered by the Holy Spirit to call the Church of Jesus Christ back to the faith in the cross through the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, which is the message of the cross. Simply stated, that we have to die in order for Christ to live. This is the only faith the Church of Jesus Christ has. Let us pray from 2 Thessalonians 1:11 through 12. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would continue to count us worthy of your calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in us and we in him, according to the grace of you, God, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, I further pray in the name of Jesus that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles simply and clearly as your Holy Spirit gives me utterance. I pray that you would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. And I pray that you would remove any veils of deception off the hearers' minds and that you would open the spiritually blind eyes to see your kingdom. I pray that your word would find fertile soil in the hearts of the hearers and that Christ's resurrection life would spring up within them, yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in the kingdom of God to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And Father, I ask you to send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown, and in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown or sowing your tares. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to teach on the one true gospel. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, has left his church with one true gospel. And many preachers are beginning to preach and teach that there are other ways to get to the Father and live for Jesus, other than this one true gospel. Many calling themselves by Christ's name are falling and being caught in gross immoralities of homosexuality, adultery, pornography, etc., etc. Many are finding out the hard way that there is no good thing in our flesh or power to do any good. And they will continue on a hard road until they repent and return to the only gospel and the only faith that saves and delivers. There is only one way, my beloved brothers and sisters, and that is the way of death with Christ on the cross. Any other way is heresy, which is a fruit of the flesh, and it gives the believer no power to overcome the sin nature, even if they want to. Brothers and sisters, there is no such thing as sinless perfection. And I want you to know that the blood of Jesus Christ washes us clean. If we confess those sins and if we remain in the faith, that is, that we are crucified with Christ and no longer live. But you also have to know that Jesus did not come to save us in our sins. He came to save us from our sins and make us perfect as His Father is perfect. That is what John is talking about in 1 John 3:8. The one confessing to be a Christian that continues in sin is of the devil. That means not saved. No sin will overcome a saint of God. Jesus inside of the believer will work with us to bring us to the faith that we are crucified with Christ and that Christ now lives in us who cannot sin. And we will be strengthened by the Holy Spirit through this one faith with each fall until we overcome that particular sin and sin no more, equal living holy. Jesus inside of us says, go and sin no more. The reason Jesus had to die, my beloved brothers and sisters, was not only to pay the price for our sins, but to also provide the means for our sin nature to be killed by the faith. So that we can be free to serve Jesus in our flesh that can do no good. This is the reason Jesus was manifested, that word means come in the flesh, to destroy the works of the devil in our flesh. There were no works of the devil in Jesus' flesh. Brothers and sisters, our confession must ever be and only be that we are dead, crucified with Christ, and that Christ is alive in our flesh, and we must present our bodies for Him to work through us each and every day. That does not mean Him and us or Him with us. It has to be Him alone. He is the only one who can do good. If our faith is not in our death with Christ, we will be unable to overcome any temptation the devil throws at us because there is no good thing in our flesh except Jesus Christ. And He cannot live if we're living. We must give up all of our life. That means all of our dreams, all of our goals, all of our ambitions, all of our desires, etc., etc., to Christ by the faith, or we will lose the eternal life which Christ offers us. There is no negotiation. There is no other way. If we do not give all of our life to Christ by the faith in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross and offer Christ our body to use each and every day, then we who are evil and wicked with the rest of the world cannot be hidden in Christ and quickened by the Holy Spirit to do good things and be established in Christ's righteousness and kept from doing all evil things. My beloved brothers and sisters, this is the only faith the Church of Jesus Christ has. And it is the only faith that will keep us holy until the end when Jesus will come looking for this one faith, or until we fall asleep and go to Him. Get this in your mind, church. Renew your mind with this kind of faith thinking. We who can do no good are dead by the faith, and Jesus who can do no evil and is resurrected in the believer by the faith is alive. If we want to live our life and do what we want to do, and it will always be evil even if it is religious, then Christ in us who can do no evil will die. If the resurrected Christ dies inside of us, our sin nature will be revived. That is, from the dead, and it will take over our lives and our flesh again, and the devil will use us at his will like a slave to do wicked works, destroying God's works everywhere we go. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:12 that living by faith was a fight, and that the fight was for our eternal life. My dear brothers and sisters, if you lose this fight, you will lose your eternal life. That means you will burn in hell forever, no matter how many religious things you have done. The devil is not playing games. He is after our eternal soul, and if he gets you, he will use you as his slave to drag others down to the pits with you, which you will be accountable for and suffer more severely for in hell for eternity. In so many words, James told some so-called Christians in James, the second chapter, that they were not saved because they were not producing the works of salvation. What was he saying? Works don't save us, do they? No. But if we are saved, we are saved from sin and don't continue in sin. Then Jesus, who is our Lord and who rules over every area of our life, lives his life through us. And He, through our faith, produces works of righteousness in the believer, which is our holiness. If we don't produce the works of holiness, then we are not true believers, meaning our faith is dead. That is what John was also saying in 1 John 3:8. We do make mistakes and we fall. And God does wash us clean by the blood when we confess our sins. But Christ in the believer will not let any sin overcome us unless he is dead inside of us, meaning our faith is also dead. What it comes down to, my dear brothers and sisters, is that either we are dead or Christ is dead. We cannot have our life and have his eternal life too. We cannot be alive and continually sinning in our old nature and Christ be alive in us at the same time. It is not going to happen. And a lot of religious church-going people are deceiving themselves if they think they can keep sinning and confessing sin without overcoming that sin and still get to heaven. This is the gospel of the kingdom, that is the doctrine of Christ that He taught us over and over again. We have to lose our life in order to gain His eternal life. And that is what John was saying in 1 John 3:9 through 10. It is not to be taken lightly or played with. God is a holy God, and He expects us to live holy lives. That is, let Christ live the holy life through us by the faith as we believe and confess that we are dead. A dead man cannot have improper relations with anyone. Our way of escape from all temptations is our faith in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross. Without that one faith, the Holy Spirit will not quicken our flesh that can do no good to serve Christ in us to do good that we cannot do. Brothers and sisters, this is our way of escape from all temptation, and it is our eternal life. A dead man cannot sin. When the enemy comes to us with a temptation, our confession must be that we are dead. I am dead. I die with Christ on the cross. Christ is alive in me, and He does not sin. Get thee behind me, Satan. And with that confession of faith, and that faith alone, the Holy Spirit will quicken our mortal body, which can do no good, with the power of the resurrected divine life of Christ Jesus, who dwells inside of us, who can do no evil. And then we, that is Christ the resurrected divine in us, will then overcome the temptation and do good, and Christ will get all the glory because we are dead. Brothers and sisters, if our faith is not in our death with Christ daily, then the Holy Spirit cannot and will not help us to do any good by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. What James was saying in chapter 2 of the book of James is that if Christ does not produce good works through us, then Christ is dead in us, and we are not saved no matter what we say or confess. Christ is dead in us if our faith does not produce His works through us. No works of holiness means we really do not believe in the only faith which Christ left His church, faith in a baptism of death. We cannot live and Christ live at the same time. One of us has to go. Choose you this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord by the faith. Don't let other preachers calling themselves ministers of God deceive you with any other gospel. If we do not live this one faith and produce the fruits of righteousness by letting Jesus do the will of the Father through us by the faith, we will not make it to heaven, and all of our religious works, no matter how many people get delivered or healed, will be counted as iniquity. As head of the church, the resurrected Christ Jesus, who dwells in the heart of His believers, cannot tolerate sinful acts in leaders or members of His church. He has called us to live holy, and no other gospel other than the message of the cross gives believers the power to live holy. If you do not repent and come to this one gospel, you will eventually be confessing with your evil actions, including slothfulness and not doing the commandments of God, that you truly do not believe in the one true gospel, that we have to lose our life by the faith and our death on the cross with Christ in order to gain Christ's eternal life. That is why many preachers and followers of false gospels cannot overcome the temptations. They are still alive and not Christ. And we who are alive in our flesh without the faith in our death can do nothing good in our flesh even after we are saved. My beloved brothers and sisters, ignorance can be fixed with the teaching and preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. You have heard the one true gospel, and now God is not winking at your ignorance anymore. He is commanding that you repent and come back to the faith in the cross and a death of yourself there with Christ, or else He will remove His grace that has covered you in your ignorance. Repent and come out from among them that do not preach and live the gospel of the kingdom. None of us has any power to live right. Only Christ in us can do it for us by the faith. We have to put on Christ by this one faith that comes from this one gospel and let Him live His holy life, which is our eternal life and our sanctification. Or else, we will perish forever separated from God in the eternal lake of fire. I pray that the very God of peace would sanctify you wholly and preserve your whole spirit and soul and body blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at 318-938-2691. God bless you.